Last week, Saturday AM reported on the backlash against the Murray-Darling Basin Authority after it published satellite imagery, which it said showed private dams were filled with water despite pumping restrictions imposed because of the drought. Farms were identifiable in the detailed images, and the report was uploaded before a proper investigation could determine whether anyone had broken the rules. So irrigators said they were being unfairly accused. Well, now the authority's chief executive has apologised, as Eleanor Whitehead reports.
After a long week of criticism, Murray-Darling Basin Authority chief executive Philip Glyde admitted fault.
We made the mistake of releasing the detail of where these storages were, which enabled people who had knowledge of the region could get Google Maps and then line the two things up. And we hadn't intended to publish the detailed information at that level.
Last week, it published satellite images, which appeared to show 32 private dams in the Namoi and Macquarie catchments that were full or partially full during a ban on pumping water out of the river system. The authority said it had referred the matter to the State Water Watchdog, the National Resources Access Regulator, but that immediately came under fire from irrigators who said they should not be publicly shamed without proof. Under questioning in the Senate, Philip Glyde said the plan had been to show that new technology could help track water flows, but identification of individual farmers was an unintended outcome.
We put out a media release to be very clear about that these images alone are not evidence of illegal activity. They just indicate areas for further investigation. And we subsequently pulled down that report and replaced it with a report that identified the properties. But by that time, there was, we think, of the order of 20 to 30 downloads of that material.
Federal Water Minister David Littleproud this week asked the Murray-Darling Inspector General Mick Keelty to investigate the early release of the report. Mark Colton is the National Party member for Parks.
Sadly, the damage is done to an extent, but I'm just hopeful that where reports have been made that there has been illegal activity by irrigators, that people maybe just hold judgment until further investigations, because the indications that I've been given are that there's a logical explanation in most cases. If there's not, then there'll be an investigation. But up until then, people's privacy and innocence should be protected.
As it turned out, the sites highlighted by the Murray-Darling Basin Authority included a racecourse, a sewage works, and a pond in a park. And irrigators say there are good reasons why farmers' dams may be full. Steve Wan is head of the National Irrigators Council.
In that area, a number of people have bore water, so they're able to fill their dams from bores. There's a case there where somebody actually transferred water from one dam to the other, and that's because the second dam was better placed to water their orange crop. And you've got others where they actually had legal entitlement. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons why people could have had water in the dams and could have been filling. So that's why it's important not to make assumptions.
Tim Napier is chief executive of Border Rivers Food and Fibre, which represents water users in Queensland and New South Wales. He says landowners in drought-affected parts of the Murray-Darling Basin already have enough to think about.
The message that was received, I think, by people on the ground was that there are people within government who are out to get them, and people who are already struggling through their third or fourth year straight of drought, you know, and are constantly on the receiving end of negative publicity, most 99% of it unwarranted, then yeah, that's having a dramatic effect on individuals.
The investigation is due to publish its findings next month.
Eleanor Whitehead with that report.